We're out of time. Today's show brought to you by SEDEX. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with SEDEX Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Trust your local experts at SEDEX or go to SEDEX.com for more. Should mention this real quick as well. Stay safe and healthy during this harvest season. A lot of dry conditions out there across the countryside. I know I've been hearing about wildfires and field fires. I've seen some posts from my hometown area in north central Iowa. Rural fire department's been out the last several days fighting various field fires and more, and they can happen quickly as everyone's busy and running hard, running fast. So make sure you stay safe and vigilant out there and get through this harvest season in unscathed, so to speak, and have a good, safe harvest season. We'll talk, I'm sure, about the dry weather conditions on the next day away with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. We'll look at markets with Darren Newsom from Bar Chart. All that and more on the next show. For now, though, we're out of time. Stay safe and happy during harvest season. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for listening to AOA.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a week after Hurricane Helene, more than 215 are confirmed dead across six states, including Georgia. Former President Trump today visiting an emergency operations center in Columbia County alongside Governor Brian Kemp. ABC's Selena Wang says it's the first meeting for both after fallout over the 2020 election.
They were there embracing and shaking hands, and Trump did heap some praise on Governor Kemp for his reaction and response to the hurricane. And it was just months ago, I was actually at a rally, a Trump rally in Georgia, where he was railing and ripping into Governor Kemp. He still holds a grudge against Kemp for failing to help in his attempts to overturn the 2020 election results.
Vice President Kamala Harris holds a rally in Michigan today. The U.S. adding 254,000 jobs in September, beating expectations. President Biden touting that job growth. And after a three-day strike, 40,000 union dock workers back on the job at more than a dozen ports. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court reconvenes for a new term Monday. One case the High Court will hear is one involving major American gun makers and the government of Mexico, which is suing the companies for $10 billion.
Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Colt, and Glock are among the firms hoping the Supreme Court blocks the Mexican government's lawsuit. The $10 billion claim filed in Massachusetts federal court is based on the idea that the companies knew their guns were being sold to traffickers to smuggle them into Mexico. The firms insist they've operated legally and that the case has no business in American courts. Mexican authorities say 70% of the weapons that flow into their country come from the U.S.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Dozens of tigers have died in zoos in South Vietnam following a rare bird flu outbreak. Officials say the animals likely got sick after being fed meat from chickens which had been infected. Zoo officials say no staff members in close contact with the animals experienced any symptoms. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, a high near 80. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, staying sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high mid-60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, highs in the low 70s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 67 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin this weekend. Trump is expected to discuss the state of the economy and Wisconsin's agriculture industry during an event at the Dodge County Airport in Juneau. Doors open at 10. The event starts at 2 o'clock. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned at the birthplace of the Republican Party on Thursday. She was joined at Ripon College by Liz Cheney, a Republican endorsing Harris for president.
Help us right the ship of our democracy so that history will say of us, when our time of testing came, we did our duty. And we prevailed.
This was Cheney's first joint appearance with Harris since endorsing her for president. And a Portage County man is being held for allegedly making terroristic threats against Harris and other Democrats. Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's 2006. While I'm milking cows, I'm noticing every once in a while, not only do I have a headache, but I'm noticing black spots in my vision. It turns out it was a brain tumor the size of a grapefruit.
My name is Tina Hinchley.
We run a family farm here in Wisconsin. Back then, most farmers didn't have health insurance. You try to figure out, what are you going to do to pay these bills? 2013, my brain tumor comes back, and I'm also diagnosed with breast cancer. But now, the Affordable Care Act has been passed, and now I have coverage. Farmers and people in the rural communities depend on affordable health care. Trump doesn't care if he takes away health care from us. He doesn't care what the consequences would be for me and my family. Doggone it, Kamala Harris is out there for us, protecting and expanding the Affordable Care Act. She fought for us to get health care, and she's fighting for us to keep it.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07, reporting from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of ANSE and Associates Durand, Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service Durand, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telcom, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, and the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department has announced the release of a sex offender back into Pierce County. Dustin Larson is scheduled to be released October 8th and is currently listed as homeless. He will be under supervision and is not allowed to have unsupervised contact with minors or the victim. Will be under electronic monitoring and have to report weekly and have face-to-face contact with law enforcement. Four people charged with stealing from cars in Altoona last month are facing more charges in Dunn County. Ethan Beebe of Eau Claire, Kia Norduff of Colfax, Ruby Solis of Eau Claire, and Trapper Tate of Phillips all have been charged with 9 counts of theft of movable property as party to a crime. 2 of the 9 counts are felonies. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department and authorities, the four stole money and guns from 10 different vehicles in or near the village of Colfax, then gave the guns to a man from Minnesota in exchange for Percocet or fentanyl. Yesterday, the four were in Eau Claire County court on the Altoona charges. Wisconsin's Attorney General says his office is investigating Wausau's mayor and the city's ballot drop box. Attorney General Josh Call said his office is looking into Mayor Doug Dooney and his decision to remove Wausau's ballot drop box 2 weeks ago. Dooney said he did nothing wrong and was only trying to secure the unsecured ballot drop box. Call's office is not saying just what the investigation is focusing on. Wisconsin law is silent about ballot drop boxes, even though the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that they can be used in the November election. Wausau City Clerk reinstalled the city's ballot drop box earlier this week. Wisconsin school leaders want to take the burden of cybersecurity off of local schools. State Superintendent Jill Utterly yesterday said there needs to be a focus on helping local schools deal with everything from phishing attacks to ransomware. She was part of a roundtable on cybersecurity yesterday. Harry Corker Jr. with the White House National Cybersecurity Office said the federal government needs to help lift the burden of cybersecurity off the shoulders of local school districts. He said local schools need to look at the federal government as a partner in their efforts. You're listening to WRTN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
The city of Mondovi is reminding residents to keep their dogs on a leash after receiving calls regarding dogs running at large, as well as reports of dog attacks. In the city of Mondovi Code of Ordinances, Chapter 14, it states that all dogs must be on a leash or under the control of its owner. The city is reminding residents to follow that animal control ordinance. The Pepin County Zoning Department is reminding property owners that if their fire number sign is missing, damaged, or faded, new signs are available for $25. The county redesigned the signs to be double-sided with larger numbers and are easier to view about 5 years ago. Property owners are allowed to still use the old signs, but as they have to be legible and visible from a public roadway. Now, for more information, property owners are encouraged to call the Pepin County Zoning Department. Police in Chippewa Falls say they found the body of a man who went missing after a weekend motorcycle crash. Officers say they found Matthew Harshman's body Wednesday near East Park Avenue. He was last seen Sunday night, and his family reported him missing after he didn't show up for work Monday. Officers say they found his body in the woods near the scene of the motorcycle crash. Investigators say it appears that speed was a factor. Walmart has signed a deal with Mayo Clinic to offer employees more options for cancer screening and treatment. The retailer announced that Walmart employees with health insurance coverage who are diagnosed with most types of cancer will be able to receive a second opinion from Mayo. Those employees will also have the option to get treatment at Mayo Clinic locations. The only cancers not covered under the new arrangements are three types of skin cancer that can be usually treated at a local doctor's office. We're getting a better sense of voter fraud in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is out with a report that says there were 30 cases of suspected voter fraud or voter irregularities over the last year. More than half of those cases were people who voted twice, and there are a half dozen cases where felons were caught voting. Election managers in Wisconsin continue to say voter fraud cases are very rare. Critics say it's more about the opportunity for voter fraud or voter irregularities than the number of people caught voting twice. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
A Minnesota couple may be in for some big repair bills after a mishap at Lake Minnetonka earlier this week. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says the couple was trying to launch their boat Monday, but somehow left the vehicle in neutral on the boat ramp. The vehicle, trailer, and boat rolled back into the water before anyone could react. Pictures showed the vehicle fully submerged before it was towed out of the lake. For WRDN News, reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Reddick ready for Talladega Redo. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
It's a big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance. With the truth, it's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on his bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams
here they come to the line.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Busch Light at Talladega, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
Regular season NASCAR Cup Series champion Tyler Reddick captured his first victory of 2024 at Talladega Super Speedway. The Californian believes his team can do it again if the variables fall their way.
I have confidence when we go to the Speedway, certainly, that we know what we need to do to put ourselves in position to win. But every race plays out just so unique. It's hard to say, okay, well, it's going to play out the same way and we're going to get to the front because of that. So we just have to be adaptable. You have to be ready to adjust up or adjust down. That's going to really dictate who gets where.
NASCAR and the Red Cross are helping victims of Hurricane Helene. Visit redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation or text Helene to 90999. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
The Brewers and their fans are still in shock the way things ended last night, a 4-2 loss to the New York Mets. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Pete Alonso, 1-for-11 in the series before stepping to the plate in the ninth, clubbing a 3-run homer off of Brewers closer Devin Williams to bring the Mets from behind.
This is the closest team I would say that I've played on, you know. That's why it makes it that much more disappointing. Everyone did their job except for me. You know, I feel like I let everyone down.
It's the fifth straight playoff appearance that saw the Brewers make a first-round exit. Despite a 93-win season, the Brewers have now lost 11 out of 13 playoff games dating back to October 20th of 2018. The Packers wrapped up their work week today. They'll head to Los Angeles and face the Rams on Sunday. Football Badgers hosting Purdue in a noon kick tomorrow at Camp Randall. They'll be without running back Ches Malusi, who's left the team to concentrate on getting healthy. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Don't look now, but with the calendar turning to October, the postseason is here for fall sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Well, the calendar has rolled over to October, and with that, it is time for fall sports postseasons to get underway. The very first WIAA tournament action started on Wednesday of this week with girls' golf regionals, which will continue on Thursday. Next week, tennis subsectionals and sectionals get underway, along with sectional action and girls' golf. Football playoffs are still a few weeks away, but as we mentioned earlier this week, 71 teams have already clinched a postseason spot, with another 74 that are just one league win away from doing so. Week 7 of the football season features a number of significant games for the playoff hunt and for conference races. In the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week, a pair of unbeatens will battle it out for control of the Eastern Suburban Conference. Partyville is 6-0 after missing the playoffs the last 2 years, and they'll make the trip to Cambridge, where it is also homecoming weekend. Not far away, Lake Mills will travel to Columbus in a showdown of unbeaten Capital Conference teams, ranked in the top 5 of the WSN Coaches Poll. Other noteworthy games featuring a battle for first place in league standings include Freedom at Wrightstown, St. Mary Springs traveling to Lamira, and Wisconsin Dells welcoming in Berlin. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. There are two things I do not like to hunt when there are still a lot of leaves on the trees. That is grouse, ruffed grouse, and the other is squirrels. But I've figured out a way to hunt squirrels even in the heavy cover. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Hunting squirrels in heavy cover is tough. You can stomp through the woods with your shotgun, and when you see one take off running, you can try to shoot it while it's zipping from tree to tree. And with all that cover, they can really be hard to hit. What I have done is take a more stationary approach. I sit at the bottom of an oak tree, and I'm very quiet. I don't have a lot of movement, and I wait for those squirrels to come out of hiding and start moving around in that zone where I'm sitting. You still have to move around some because you might be in an area where there's just not a lot of squirrels, or maybe none at all, and there won't be any movement. So you'll move to your next spot. Now, how long do you sit there? 10, 15 minutes, that's all you need. And then you'll see that the squirrels will start moving around. They're going to be looking for nuts. And they'll be looking for food because they know there's a long winter ahead. So take a stationary approach. Sit out and wait for those squirrels to move instead of trying to track them down. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life oil filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The warm weather continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Sunshine throughout the day today. Temperatures near 70, northeast winds at around 5, shifting to the southeast. Tonight, clear lows mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a slight chance of an afternoon shower. Highs, low 80s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas boys football tonight. The Panthers hosting Fall Creek for homecoming. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Friday, by the way, to everybody. I know folks are busy out there trying to get this crop out of the ground and figure out what your marketing plans, if you haven't done so, and get them all figured out. We're going to talk about what's going on out in the world. Not only is the fact that it's very dry in so many areas, we have a USDA report that comes out next week. We got geopolitics that continues to weigh in. We've had some decent numbers throughout the trading day on the livestock side from a cattle perspective. And as we all know, a temporary end to the port strike. So that's where we're going to start today. As Sean Hackett joins us, he is with Hackett Financial Advisors. So they came to an agreement. There's like, 45,000 port workers. They have to ratify it into the new year, but at least we can see them back to work and start to get these ships moving once again.
It's a good sign. You know, the last thing we need is to have, exports get backed up and have more high inflationary spikes in various, consumer items. It's just nice that at least through the holidays, we don't have to worry about the plumbing getting clogged here. So at least for now, it looks like we dodged a bullet.
So having said that, other factors that continue to weigh in on these markets, because that kind of consumed everybody at the beginning of the week, it's back to this dryness. In Brazil, for example, definitely, Sean, waiting for some sort of rains that might come into next week so they can really get this planting started under earnest.
Yeah, I mean, the rains are expected to start next week and finish up the week after. It'd be really, really important how much rain actually falls, what's the distribution of those rains. And is this a change in the pattern? Our view is that these rains are likely to be on the lighter side, meaning we think that the rains will come, but they're not going to be strong enough to offset the drought that's preceded it. And that's going to keep the soybean planting behind. And once you get past middle of October into late October, you really cannot catch up. And that then pushes the question about how bad can this crop be? What kind of yields can we expect? And it would mean that we're not likely to see much planting increases this year, which is something that would keep this crop much more constrained than it was last year. So very, very, big story to keep an eye on. I think if the rains disappoint, the soybean market will then catch a bit again like it had up until the correction in the last couple of days.
So you look at the fact that they may or may not get this and what they need. Let's translate that into what that would mean possibly for us here in the States as we are underway with our harvest.
Well, if Brazil doesn't catch the rains and they stay right now, their planting season is as far behind as it's ever been. We've never had a start this slow before. So if they can't catch up and they don't catch up, Brazil has been able to grow acreage every year, 4% more acres planted every year for the better part of 20 years. If they come in with flat acreage and yields down in double digits, I mean, it could be the worst year-over-year crop decline in soybeans we've seen in at least 30 years. And they're the big dog in soybean exports. I mean, they, in essence, you know, they control the export market right now. And so that would be just an amazing opportunity to, you know, have U.S. farmers be in the driver's seat for once and be able to sell a lot more soybeans to the Chinese and others that we haven't seen in a very long time.
Now, we did get a little bit of a nibble coming out of China. At least it was on the corn perspective, unknown on the soybean side. But we know that they're back. Oh, I said that backwards. Excuse me. China, yes, on the beans, unknown on the corn. But it looks like their appetite is back and they're looking at least for a little bit to the U.S. Is that just because we're pretty much cheaper right now across the globe?
Well, we are the best price in town. I also think they're looking at our elections, not knowing how it's going to go, not knowing what our tariff policy might be. And they want to make sure they buy some supplies from us while they're getting us good. At the same time, I think they're looking at the weather maps in Brazil and saying, you know, we haven't seen a start like this in quite some time. You know, we better make sure we book some orders just in case Brazil's not going to be able to give us what we typically need and expect from them. I think it's only above that are bringing them to the table to buy more U.S. soybeans, and I do also think some corn.
What about all the, I mean, everybody I've talked to elevator-wise has said, boy, and we're going to have to probably put beans on the ground. That's not something we're used to doing on a regular basis. What are you hearing? I mean, obviously stockpiles of beans as corn harvest is underway as well just adds a whole new challenge to this 24 harvest.
Well, I mean, it's a, you know, it's going to be a big crop. I mean, it remains to be seen how big it is. Ultimately, you know, the value is there, the demand is there, and especially if Brazil continues to come up short, I think we'll have plenty of buyers for those soybeans, even if there's a storage shortage. And we had this, you know, many years ago in corn back in 2004-05, where we couldn't store the corn, and it all found a home, and it began a major low in the market. So I think that's all priced in. I think that's already in the market. I don't think that's going to be a driver going forward.
So what are you seeing, or what is your thoughts and advice for folks that are in that combine right now and they're listening to us and they're going, yeah, I need to do a little bit more marketing than what I have to this point, and I'm going to store them on my farm, or maybe I'm going to take them to town?
Well, yeah, we put a communique out earlier in the week, Susan, and you know, we've had a dollar rally in soybean futures, we've had an 8-cent rally in wheat futures, and we've had a 45-cent rally in corn futures from low to high. You know, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sell cash sell rallies during harvest, if and when you get them, into overhead resistance, which where, you know, where we've been getting. So to me, instead of selling in panic in August at the lows when everyone was running for the hills, you know, this is a good opportunity, especially for corn you cannot store or you don't have storage for. This would be a good opportunity to move some of that grain, get yourself caught up on sales, and sell a better price. I think there's nothing wrong with doing that, especially for corn and soybeans you don't have on-farm storage for.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to look at as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation continues this afternoon with Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors, I want to talk weather as we kick off this second half, but first start here in the States, because every time I read or you talk to a grower from Kansas, for example, they're talking about how extremely dry it is. And there's concerns getting this crop in the ground and obviously seeing emergence before frost hits. What concerns does this wheat complex have? First, looking at the United States and our growing potential.
What's amazing, Susan, we went from 23% in June of the country in some type of a drought phase near a record low to 75% of the country in a drought phase just a few months later. I think that is the fastest turnaround from little drought to a lot of drought in such a short period of time. It's very concerning. I don't see any rainfall out there for the next 30 days. And we're trying to get this winter wheat crop planted. It means we're going to have a very, very bad finish to the winter wheat planting. We're not going to get it all planted. The acres are going to be down, and we're going to have poor stands going into dormancy. And if that isn't bad enough, Russia-Ukraine is even worse. They're running out of runway. If they don't get the remaining crop planted by the next couple of weeks, their runway is closed. It's the driest planting season for Russia-Ukraine winter wheat we've seen in at least 40 years. And, and a lot of the ground that they did plant was in dust. So they're really looking at a second year in a row of a potentially really bad crop, and they are the dominant exporter of winter wheat. And so it's quite a situation, Susan, that we have these two important countries growing wheat that are having just hellacious planting conditions in season. So there's more to the story to be told, but it's definitely something that we need to be paying attention to, because it could be a big driver for wheat later on in the season.
Well, you know, you look at that, and I mean, just from the economic standpoint of it alone for those farmers, but for the country as well, which has been in turmoil because of this continued war between Ukraine and Russia, and then all the other geopoliticals that are going to kind of weigh into it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems, things happen in clusters, I find, that when things are bearish, there's a cluster of bearish news, and when things are bullish, it's a cluster. And just everything that you could put on top of war and record drought, it just seems like it's all piling up to create, unfortunately, what it seems to me, a potential for a very serious food crisis over the next 12 months. And, I'm not an alarmist, Susan, you know that, but I mean, the potential really does exist for something like that to happen.
And that's something we can't ignore either as we move forward. And, we were talking before we did this program, just the geopolitical. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Israel, if it's Ukraine, if it's Russia, if it's China. There's a lot of heavy hitters out there that could take a toll on this market pretty darn quick.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw already once before what happened when we rallied to $13 to $14 on the worry that supplies from Russia, Ukraine would be curtailed. That could easily happen again. And then we have the issue of energy being cut off if things in the Middle East get out of control, and how that then translates into higher fertilizer prices. The tentacles are far and wide, and, it's just really a wild situation. And even though the market got comfortable that we have plenty of grains and whenever we don't have to worry, I actually think we should be worrying more now than ever before.
Very well put. Let's before we run out of time, let's take a look at this livestock market. We saw some cash happening in this cattle, a dollar better coming out of the South. And as you and I are doing this, haven't heard anything as of yet for the North, but still nice to see a continued push for this cattle complex.
I really think last week, China shooting what I call the monetary and fiscal bazooka, they finally have told the world that they are getting serious about printing money and putting fiscal policy in place. They're actually talking about handing money to Chinese consumers like we did during 2020 to stimulate demand. And Susan, you get Chinese to start buying stuff again, which they haven't for a while. And there's no better story for commodities in general, and especially the livestock sector, than to have the Chinese consumer come back online wanting to buy protein. I think it's a big story. Their stock market rallied 30% in less than a week. It's something else, and I think it's a game changer for the Chinese narrative of, you know, they're never going to come back economically. We've learned if you print enough and you spend enough, you can turn the economy around, at least for a little while. It looks to me like 2025 could be a much better year for them.
All right. Let them come in and let them do some buying. We're ready for it. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Sean?
Two ways. At Faradex11 is our handle for Twitter. Hackett Advisors, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors.com is our website. Lots of information there about how we look at the markets in agriculture to see what we do might be of value to those that listen and watch your show.
All right. Thanks so much. Sean Hackett joining us today with Hackett Financial Advisors. Quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that, my friends, is the Friday version of the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is making another push for year-round sales of E15. Representatives introduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act in the House last Friday, and biofuel proponents celebrated the move. I'll have more when we come back. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
A bipartisan group of more than 30 House members recently introduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. This bill would allow year-round sales of E15 gasoline, a blend of fuel with 15% ethanol. Currently, regulations limit the sale of E15 in the summer due to concerns about its vapor pressure. These restrictions, however, have created uncertainty for both the ethanol and refining industries, leading to last-minute waivers in recent years. Lawmakers from key agricultural states like Nebraska, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois, where ethanol production plays a vital role, are pushing the bill as a solution to stabilize fuel markets, reduce carbon emissions, and support corn growers. The legislation was spearheaded by Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota, with strong support from others across the Midwest and Plain states, including Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Michigan. These regions do rely heavily on corn and ethanol production, and their representatives argue that year-round E15 sales will not only boost local economies, but also provide a critical market for corn growers. Representatives from Illinois and Ohio, among others, also joined in, emphasizing the importance of expanding renewable fuel options and ensuring consumers have access to low-cost fuel at the pump. Proponents of the bill note that allowing E15 sales in the summer would lower greenhouse gas emissions, providing environmental benefits alongside economic growth. In addition to reducing emissions, year-round E15 would also lower fuel prices, with savings at the pump estimated between 10 and 30 cents per gallon. Lawmakers see this as a win-win for both farmers and consumers, helping the U.S. move toward greater energy independence and less reliance on foreign oil. The proposed legislation is a companion to an earlier Senate bill introduced by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, another longtime advocate for ethanol. Renewable fuel proponents hope this bill will eliminate the need for emergency waivers and ensure a permanent, reliable market for ethanol across the country. I'll be back with more after this.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Well, corn growers applauded the fuel choice legislation introduced last week into the House. The timeline for a vote is uncertain. While there is bipartisan support, the looming deadlines of other high priority issues and the presidential election will likely push any action to at least the lame duck session. Advocates remain optimistic, but the time is running short. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Explore scenic back roads and immerse yourself in nature's fall artistry on the Fall Fresh Art Tour. 47 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 27 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. Hit the road for a relaxing meander, meet the artists, and take home a bit of their inspiration. The Fresh Art Tour, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at their website, freshart.org. We'll see you on the tour.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, a high near 80. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, staying sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high mid 60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, highs in the low 70s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 68.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation. About the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door. But I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat. Just up out like a small town.
son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can, well, you did it, man. That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. Got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Don't mean that.